येनाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरु महाराज श्रील गुरुदेव श्रील आचार्य देव की जाय, गौर भक्तवृंद की जाय, गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। Today is Lalita Saptami, the appearance day of Srimati Lalita Devi. And we're going to read a transcript of a talk by Srila Govinda Maharaj. I think it was, not sure of the date, maybe 2006 or something like that. There's a link if you'd like to follow along. I've never heard anyone talk about Lalita Devi so long as Srila Govinda Maharaj. Very special. Lalita Devi is very special. We're going to read about her. What is her position? We must follow the service mood of Lalita Devi. By His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. This is taken from Divine Guidance, Chapter 4, a book of Srila Govinda Maharaj's talks. We can enter Vrindavan Dham by the mercy of Radharani. But she is engaged with the service of Sri Krishna, and she has no time to see to us. But by the mercy of her finest, closest, and topmost associate, Lalita Devi, we may gain a chance to enter. Lalita Devi is the leader of the group of Shakis, the friends of Radharani. She is very merciful and can give us admission to Vrajadham, Vrindavan Dham. Actually, Radharani does not give entrance. Admission is granted to the Shakis, the girlfriends of Radharani. Especially, we are in the group of Lalita Devi, and in that group, Rupa Manjari is the head of the Manjari section, and Lalita Devi is our mistress. Our prayer is that she will take us and engage us in service. We are very hopeful because Lalita Devi's mood is very open, something like that of Nithyananda Prabhu. She is very affectionate with all, and she is the head of the Shakis. The Ashtashakis, the eight principal gopis, are Lalita, Vishaka, Chitra, Champakalata, Tungavidya, Induleka, Sudevi, and Rangadevi. Lalita Devi is the leader of that group. She has a special group, and through them she arranges for maintaining the service of to Radharani. She is the headmistress of our spiritual form. We are now in mundane bodies, so we will not think of that. Still, that is our goal of life. Therefore, we must worship that with all our full regard, and we must not make any offense in the Dham. It is very difficult to stay in Vrindavan Dham. We must have an exclusive service mood to Radha Krishna, and that can give us some place here. By the mercy of Lalita Devi, through our Srila Guru Maharaj and Rupa Goswami, It is possible to get that. And if in that way we try to see everything, then no problem will come to us. We are so fortunate that we have reached, by the grace of Sri Guru Maharaj, Vrindavan Dham. Actually, Vrindavan is in the transcendental world, and we cannot reach that transcendental plane with our mundane body. But here, we have some special facility by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, as well as Srimati Radharani. We are like bees who try to take honey from a tightly sealed honey pot. But they may give us some chance to attach with that transcendental world. The pot is solid, and the bees cannot remove the seal and take the honey. This is an example only, but still, from it we can understand what our position is like. The bees are on the outside of the bottle, and our position is similar, but we are also near the honey. We can enter Vrindavan Dham by the mercy of Radharani, but she is engaged with the service of Sri Krishna, and she has no time to see to us. But by the... Yes?
I'm sorry, Sam. Can you add Sham Sundar Prabhu and Pidesa? I cannot add them, actually. I'm using a different version of Skype on Linux.
Does Pushottam want to join?
I don't know, Maharaji, but Sham Sundar Prabhu asked me now.
Okay. Yes, I don't know if Pushottam wants to join.
He said, I guess, Maharaji, in the mail that he is waiting for the class or something.
Yeah, if I told him we're having special occasional occasions now.
Simon and I just laid down all the live music for the play.
We are reading from here. Lalita Saptami, about Lalita Devi's position. All right. But here is one question. Do we want that or not? This is talking about admission to Vrajadham. We hear about Vrindavan Dham, but we hear through our mundane senses and with our mundane feelings. Some essence, however, is coming through that, and we express we like Vrindavan Dham. But like Sri Harinam Mahamantra, Vrindavan Dham is also transcendental. If we want to enter there, we need some special mercy of Srimati Radharani through her associates, and we can only get that with our super hankering mood. Srila Rupa Goswami said, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate Tatraloyam Apimuyam Ekalam Anjanmo Koti Shukatayar Nalabhyate. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila. We can do so many auspicious services to the Lord, but that is not the cause of the real hankering necessary for service in Vrindavan Dham. We need to have the association of the associates of Rajadham, hear the Leela of Krishna, and engage in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, etc. With that kind of activity in our devotional path, inspiration can come to us. And by the causeless mercy of Srimati Radharani, that kind of devotional hankering can enter our heart. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. It is very rare in this mundane world, but that is our super goal of life. We need it We cannot touch that ecstatic Leela through our mundane body, but we may understand it a little through our preceptorial master's line, the Guru Parampara. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakaruna Karanam Brahmasamhita. The Supreme Lord, the embodiment of truth, consciousness, and joy is Govinda Krishna. He is beginningless, the origin of all that be, and the cause of all causes. This is his position. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Sudo Nitya Mukto Minatvam Nama Namino. The holy name and Krishna are non-different. Both are transcendental. Therefore, through our mundane knowledge and mundane activity, we cannot touch that ecstasy. In the Upanishads, it is said, Nayam Atma Pravachena Labhyo Named Hayana Bahuna Sutena Yame Vaisha Vinute Tena Labhyas Tasyaisha Atma Vivranute Tanum Svyam. The Supreme Lord is not attained by preaching, by vast intelligence, nor by knowing very expertly the Vedas. He is attained only by one who he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. Page 2. The superposition comes by the mercy of the associates of Srimati Radharani. If we have super hankering, then it will come to us. Who has some special quality of hankering for Madhuri Rasa, he will get it. It is true, only hankering after that Leela can give us a little chance. When, from the upper level, causeless mercy comes and touches a fallen soul, he can understand. Something is touching me, and that thing is very exalted and auspicious. An example is that if an ant is running past me and I touch it, the ant can understand it is being touched. All is under my control, not his. When I lift my finger, he then thinks, oh, whatever came and touched me has now gone away. In this situation, he has no possibility to exert his personality. He has no free will to control the situation. Krishna is like that. When that transcendental knowledge himself comes down and touches us, at that time we can understand it. Otherwise, there's no possibility for us to understand. It is not mechanical. One possibility is there. Yami vaisya vrinute tena labhyas. If we take shelter with our full, unalloyed devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, then Krishna must be merciful to us. And that gives us some hope. It is up to the sweet will of Krishna, but in this way we can gain some position and enter into the transcendental world. Why are we doing other types of activities, such as worshiping, etc.? It is our practice for devoting everything, including ourselves, onto the lotus feet of Krishna. In this way we are trying to practice. But Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharmam parityaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami masacha. Bhagavad Gita 18.66. Totally rejecting all kinds of religion, take shelter of me exclusively. I will liberate you from all kinds of sins. Do not despair. Yad karosi yad ashnasi yad shuhosi dadasi yad Yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurusva mararpanam. O Arjun, son of Kunti, whichever action you perform, whether general or scriptural, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in sacrifice, whatever you give in charity, and whichever austerity you perform or vow you keep, all that you perform should be done as an offering unto me. There are many shlokas like this. Another one is Daiviyesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Dorateya Mameva Ye Papadyante Mayam Etam Tarantite. This otherworldly, supernatural, external potency of mind, composed of three modes of nature, most certainly is difficult to cross. However, those who take shelter exclusively in me alone, and who completely surrender unto me, they certainly are able to surpass this almost insurmountable illusion. Krishna wants full surrender unto his lotus feet, and if we do this, he will take our full responsibility. And when he takes us, our bodies will become transcendental. Dikshe Kali Bhakta Kare Atma Samarpan Se Kali Krishna Tare Kare Atma Sam Se De Kari Tara Chiranandamai Aprakrita Deha Tandra Charana Bhajaya Shaitanya Charitamrita Antilila. When the conditioned soul takes shelter onto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, Krishna takes him and provides for him whatever he may lack. He gives to him whatever is necessary, making him complete in that transcendental position. The main thing is devotion. A fully surrendered soul has no responsibility for himself. Manasa deho geho yo kichumor arpilun tua pade nanda kishor sampade bipade jivane marane daya mama gela tro tua opada prabharane. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, whatever I have, everything I am offering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, I do not know what I have, but whatever it may be, please take that for your service. From this day on, I have no responsibility for myself. You may maintain this body or not. This is your matter, not mine. I shall only try to serve your lotus feet, your holy lotus feet. When a conditioned soul takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna takes that conditioned soul as his own property. Raksha Karibi Tuhun Nishchaya Jani Pana Karabun Ham Yamuna Pani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in Sharanagati, you must save us. It is your duty. I know. So what fear can I have? I can jump into the polluted waters of the Kaliya Lake without fear. I can do anything. Here we can see the main thing, faith in Krishna, the faithful world. That is the real transcendental world. And that world, faith is the very ground, the very foundation. When we live there with our full faith, we will attain the highest result of highest benefit in life. One example you may have heard. If a police officer chases some thieves but mistakenly kills someone, all liability for his actions, even his mistakes, goes to the government and not to the police officer. His responsibility is only towards capturing the thieves. That is his duty. That is the main point. After self-surrender, the results of what we do goes to Krishna and does not come to us. But that surrender must be perfect. This is the first quality of the conditioned soul. After that, everything depends on Krishna, and only he knows in which way he will take the charge of the conditioned soul. Through the pastimes of Krishna and his devotees, you can understand what is the will of Krishna and what is not. If you try to gain knowledge and maintain your devotion within that environment, you will have no fear from anywhere. This advice comes within the category of our primary and secondary education. But the superposition comes by the mercy of the associates of Srimati Radharani. If we have super hankering, then it will come to us. Who has some special quality of hankering for Madhurya Rasa, he will get it. It is true, only hankering after that lila can give us a little chance. Page 3. Many times Srila Guru Maharaj explained and praised Krishna Leela, and every time he would give us some clue. We must follow the service mood of Lalita Devi. In the pastimes of Srila Das Goswami, we can see Das Goswami means Raghunath Das. Asabarer Amrita Sindhu Mayai Katanchit Kalo Maya Tigamata Kila Sampratam Hi Tvam Chet Kripam Mayi Vidhasyasi Naiva Kim Me Pranaya Vraje Mya Cha Baroru Bakarinapi. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami passed his life some 80 years in Vrindavan Dham with his special type of hankering. He showed it by his position and through his Leela how this mood of hankering can come to the jiva soul and in what a super way it can come. Sriman Mahaprabhu showed all kinds of bhavas, including Mahabhava, in this mundane world. He tasted it, Krishna himself tasted it, and the auspicious souls can see it as well as his paraphernalia and its associates. For the auspicious soul, everything shows him in which way he will proceed to his destination. Raghunath Das Goswami said, "I am only waiting for your mercy. All Radharani, if you do not give that, I think my life is spoiled in Vrindavan Dham. Even I do not want the mercy of Krishna. What shall I do with Krishna if your mercy is not present there? You are the supreme servitor of Krishna, and only under your guidance do I want that service. Without your connection, I will not get it. I know that, and it is 100% sure." Krishna has many forms, but Radha Sange Yadabhati Tara Madan Mohita. When you are with Krishna, we can see that Krishna is in his fully ecstatic form. And therefore, I need your mercy. My whole time I have spent for your mercy. My only prayer is, please give your mercy on my head. I need to serve your lotus feet. I do not want the association of Krishna without you. Such service to Krishna has no value. Krishna will not be happy without your service, and I want to do your service. Krishna says in the Shastra, Mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhaktat tama mata. My dear Partha, one who claims to be my devotee is really not so. Only a person who is the devotee of my devotee is actually my devotee. We can see many shlokas in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and other places expressing this point. So Srila Das Goswami says, Krishna himself is very pleased with the association of his devotees, and therefore I need your mercy. Only this is my hope. One day I must get it, but I have passed my whole life here in Radhakund, and still I do not have it. In this way, Srila Das Goswami is praying. His ambition is only to serve Srimati Radharani, and it is by the special mercy of the associates of Srimati Radharani that we may get that kind of hankering. Srila Narottam Thakur wrote in one song, Nitaya Karuna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Pabe. Nitananda Prabhu can give us admission there. He can give us the passport, but only the associates of Srimati Radharani can give us the visa to enter into that world, that faithful service world. So we pray to our Srila Guru Maharaj. He is the non-different representation of Srimati Radharani. Acharya Mam Vijanayan Navam Manye Takarichit Namartya Buddhisuyate Sarve Deva Mayo Guru, from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto. Krishna himself appears in the form of Guru, but When we will see the real form of Guru, then we will understand that he is the supreme servitor of Sri Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Guru Vastaka says, Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati katopi, ayanstu vamstasya yasastri sanyam, vande garoshi charanaravindam, nikunjayuno radikeri siraye, yayali biryuktir apekshaniya, tatrarti dakshaya dadi tat vallabhasya, vande garoshi charanaravindam. From these slokas, we can see the position of Sri Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said that if we realize in a higher way, we can see Gurudev as Srimati Radharani. That means the supreme servitor of Sri Krishna. To gain that vision, we need the mercy of our Srila Guru Maharaj. Without such mercy, we cannot enter the garden of reality, the beautiful, that transcendental world. By the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj, we are gathered together here and asking for the mercy of the lotus feet of Gurudev. If Srila Guru Maharaj, with his full wave of mercy, will break into our hearts, then we must gain admission within that transcendental world. Many times, Srila Guru Maharaj explained and praised Krishna Leela, and every time he would give us some clue, we must follow the service mood of Lalita Devi. Lalita Devi's mood is 24 hours a day, continuous service, and such mood spreads throughout her group. Not only that, but all groups are enlightened by the service of Lalita Devi. So it is necessary to get their mercy, and it is possible only by the grace of our Srila Guru Maharaj and not by any other way. This is because he commands the position of the holder of the Rupanuga Sampradaya. He is the super servitor of Lalita Devi, and that servitor is Srimati Rupa Manjari. Sriman Mahaprabhu gave charge of his sampradaya to Srila Rupa Goswami. In this way, we are connected, and we must one day fulfill our divine aspiration for their service. This is our only hope. Hare Krishna. Anyone want to say anything? Have any question or comment? I'll leave the Davy. Servant of the servant of Krishna. Devotee doesn't want to serve Krishna directly. It feels I don't how I can satisfy Krishna. If there is someone who can satisfy Krishna more than me, then I want to serve that person. And no one can serve Krishna more satisfactorily than Srimati Radharani. So the actual devotees of Krishna want to serve Srimati Radharani. But even Srimati Radharani has her best friend, Lalita Devi, who is always concerned about serving Radha and Krishna. And she is more favorably disposed toward Radharani than to Krishna. Vishakha, on the other hand, is more favorably disposed toward Krishna than to Radharani. So we are in the Lalita's camp, or at least Srila Guru Maharaj and our Guru Parampara, that is in the camp of Radhadasya. So the service of Radharani under the direction of Lalita Devi. Lalita Devi is the Shakti. And of course Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, that is the Manjari. The Shakis and the Manjaris. So by getting the service of Srimati Lalita Devi, we are actually in a better position, more realistic position, to get the service of Radharani, and thereby Radharani can please Krishna and our most hopeful position will come in that way. We don't have to try directly to please Krishna. That will not be our position. We'll not do so well in that area. We won't have much hope. Because already Srimati Radharani is pleasing. Why should we want direct connection with Krishna? Except for some personal satisfaction. And that will be a disqualification. So without any desire for personal satisfaction, whoever completes Krishna most gloriously, we want to serve them. If our aim is to satisfy the Lord, then an actual devotee freed from all personal hankering for personal benefit, will want to serve the best servitor of Krishna. That will be the most effective way, most complete way of satisfying the Lord, if that is one's real intention. And that comes out of, and that is the quality of love, genuine love. But the chief principle, the main ingredient for raising oneself to that platform is hankering. It is said that Lalita Devi is ready to die 100 times, take birth 100 times, if just to get a chance to wipe a drop of perspiration the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. That nothing may disturb their lila, their pastimes, not even a drop of perspiration. She is ready to give her life 1,000,000 times just to be able to remove that disturbance from them, that drop. To indicate the kind of hankering that is required to get to that highest place. So how does one get that hankering? It's very difficult, of course. That is not an ordinary thing. If somehow, by some mercy, we get the grace of Gurudev, we can have that hankering. And that's the only way. Get the grace of Gurudev, the mercy of Gurudev. And we have to do that by Shravan Kirtanam, etc. The nine processes of devotional service and our hearts. That will help to purify our hearts for mundane endeavors. We cannot have anchoring for the higher plane if we maintain attachment for mundane activities, mundane fruit of results. Not possible. It is not pure. as long as one has hankering for something other than the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani or Sri Lalita Devi, that kind of intense hankering, then Radha remains in the conditioned existence. Your hankering is for something of this world. It will be a disqualification. So that kind of purity, pure hankering, intense hankering, can only come from the devotee who strictly follows Shravan Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Chanting of the holy names, the great saints, Haridas Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and they were absorbed in the chanting of lakhs of names every day at certain parts of their life. So much hankering they had for Krishna. Once one gets that, through that hankering, one gets the mercy of the Lord, then he may engage in other activities, but also with a great intensity. Other activities are there. Pada Sevanam, Vandanam, Dasyam. So many activities of devotion are there. But this is also one way of developing that, freedom from desire for mundane things. Mundane accomplishments, mundane aspirations. Free ourselves from that and develop that hankering, intense hankering for the transcendental service of the Lord. That's the qualification a conditioned soul has for getting freedom from birth and death. Of course, we should not do it with the aim of getting liberation. That again will be a selfish desire. We must do it completely out of taste. Taste for that thing. Taste for the higher world. Which we get, again, we get by the mercy of Gurudev, by the mercy of Vaishnava. All right. If you'd like to hear some more, there's a nice lecture, an MP3 file by Srila Govinda Maharaj. You can listen to that online. It's 45 minutes long. Tomorrow is Radhastami, the appearance of Srimati Radharani. And there is fasting from tonight, midnight, till noon tomorrow. And Radharani appears at noontime. So after that, the feast can be broken. So fast can be broken, and you can have a feast. Krishna is born at midnight, and Radharani is born at noon. Okay, anyone like to say anything? Anything more? Are they having Radhastami tomorrow in London or at the temple in Dupatvi? Or do they have it already? ISKCON, I think, has it maybe the day before. All right, my dhanyavaads to all. If you like, you can say Hare Krishna to one another.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj.
Sorry.
No.
Hare Krishna, dhanyavaads, Maharaj.
Dhanyavaads. Dhanyavaads. Dhanyavaads.